Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Okay. Yeah. They are really...
But good. Even the wonderful mongrel boot, you put your bare feet in there, they're going to be woofy.
No. Mate, they breathe beautifully. They're really, really good.
Paul Gallen
on the side.
Paul Gallen, ask him, Reedy, did you think that last try was a try as we send it down to you?
Well, there you go, Gal. What did you think?
Oh, if it gets called a try, it's got to be a try.
Yeah. Of course it does.
The way it is, mate, of course.
What do you make of the performance? I think there were 33 errors between the two teams. It was a scratchy old game.
Yeah, scratchy. Mate, it's been the story of our season. To be honest with you, it hasn't been good enough. We've near lived up to any sort of expectation. You know, on paper means absolutely nothing. And we've got a good team on paper, but we don't do it on the field. And we got that win. Hopefully that's a start and a sign of things to come for the next 3 weeks and getting to the semi-finals. But, you know, you look at the try line wide open. You know, we're dropping the ball. It's not kids, it's senior players. You know, we had a kid get held up at the end there. You know, me coming out of trouble, passing the ball to Jackie Williams, just not on. I'm not throwing stones. I'm a part of it as well. And unless we fix it up quick, smart, we're going to go out the back door.
Up to you, boys.
Just quickly before you go, can you see this? You've been through so many of these campaigns. You know how it is with getting a team rising towards the end. Can you see this team actually flicking the switch?
Well, yeah, we've got the potential to. I think we did it a couple of weeks ago against South. And, you know, we just thought it was going to happen. It doesn't just happen in this competition. You've got to be prepared every single week and you've got to be ready to go. And, you know, the South game, we're prepared. We prepared well, we're ready to go. And then we put 40 points on or whatever we did. And then a week later, we play a team that we should beat, again, a bunch of kids, and they absolutely beat us up because we didn't prepare well. So, you know, we've got to prepare well every game and hopefully turn up next week and get a win at home again.
You're done in a couple of months. Are you excited about not playing anymore, or are you actually dreading the thought of losing the routine?
Look, I'm sure that'll be hard when it does happen, but yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. You know, there's been just too many times this year where I just sort of haven't wanted to get up out of bed, you know, and it's never happened before in my career. Yeah. And you know, there's been games like today, I thought I was pretty good. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we won two in a row against South, and the week later, and you know, I got our players playing, I was playing well, but then we got to Penrith last week and I didn't play well, so. And my form, there's just probably too much inconsistency between my own personal form and with our team. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to finishing up.
All right, good for you. Thank you, Gal.
Thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you, Gal. Of course, former member of the Triple M team for a long, long time.
You always get an honest assessment 100%. Of things with Gal, don't you? And it's
100%.
Great. And he's exactly right. You know, we saw, you know, Cherry going through and we know that he hasn't played too many games. But the two-on-one there, Johnson, and we spoke about it, you know, put himself probably a little bit too close.